Pretty soon after I read Jenny Odell's essay, I wrote to ask if she would be interested in contributing to Open Space, an essay that meditates on California, not as a political state, but as a natural place, as a means of thinking about this moment we find ourselves in. She said yes, and here's a snippet of what she wrote in that essay. There's something about bioregionalism that seems to satisfy the age-old human longing to be a member of a community, to be both in and of a place. I admired how well the lizards blended into their rocks, having adapted enough to almost become the rock. I wished that I too could take on the accoutrements of a landscape. And I began to understand why, on my long walks in Oakland, my pockets tend to accumulate acorns, feathers, and redwood cones. End quote. To be both in and of a place. At dinner last night, I have just arrived in Norway, by the way. I'm editing these words in the early morning in another narrow hotel room, another jet-laggy haze. But at dinner last night, Marta told me something interesting she has observed, which is when you ask people from the U.S. where they're from, they'll tell you where they live now. But when you ask Norwegians, they'll tell you where they were born. My pockets tend to accumulate rocks. These five are from Maine. If you lick them, you can taste the salt of the ocean. This is the intense saline of the Atlantic, not the milder concentration that exists in the Pacific. Back to that idea of describing a bucket of water in order to say something about the ocean. Maybe it is ludicrous, but it's also rather beautiful. Imagine your fingers in this bucket, feeling the cool of the water against your skin, sloshing up a bit against the sides. If you close your eyes, it could be the very ocean that has smoothed and smoothed these stones, rubbing their edges away.